We're following a pretty disturbing story today that is not getting a lot of attention here in the U.S. Online images purporting to show the beheading of a Croatian worker who'd been held in Egypt by ISIS fighters there.
It's definitely getting attention in the region and may add fuel to the flurry of diplomatic meetings on what to do about ISIS in Syria. 250,000 have been killed in Syria in the civil war that grew out of the peaceful protests against President Bashar Assad in 2011. And now with Assad's forces seeing losses to ISIS, not Syrian rebels, countries like the U.S. and Saudi Arabia that wanted him removed are reportedly strongly considering Russia and Iran's position that it's more important to help him fight ISIS before it takes over the country. The BBC's Rami Rahayem joins us from Beirut, Lebanon. And Rami, we're seeing some strange diplomatic bedfellows in the past 2 weeks.
Well, it's probably Islamic State that's the secret here. The Saudis, of course, have their regional policy and they are opposed to the Assad regime. They are opposed to the Iranians in the region. But much more important to the Saudis is the question of their grip on power. And they see Islamic State as a threat. So now the Saudis' priorities are probably shifting in Syria. The Russians seem to understand that, and they're trying to capitalize on that in order to bring the Saudis closer to their position. In fact, there are rebel factions which are very close to the Saudis in Syria, which are now fighting Islamic State, have been, in fact, fighting Islamic State in areas very, very close to where the Syrian army and the Syrian regime is also fighting Islamic State. So in a way, the Syrians and the Saudis are actually on the same side. Now, of course, both of them would be very quick to deny that, and there is a lot of hostility between them, but the priorities are changing now, and Islamic State appears to be a common denominator between all the powers in the region, despite all their bitter rivalry.
Well, what about there in Lebanon? Part of the country supports the Assad regime, part doesn't. Huge refugee population coming across the border. Are there people there who might have been fervently wanting Assad ousted who are now saying maybe he is the only thing that can hold the country together and it's more important to make sure that ISIS doesn't take over from the Assad regime?
Well, that's very possible. You know, the minority's narrative has taken hold across the region. And that basically has led some people, not all, to think that anything is better than chaos in the region. Of course, it really depends on people's perspectives. Some people across the region who feel that Islamic State might really affect their position, especially if they are minorities, will think along these lines, but others do not. Others think that, in fact, the violence and the accumulating suffering, misery, brutality of the Syrian civil war is itself what gave a lot of steam to Islamic State. Of course, there's a lot of debate about these things. You have to take into account all the different interpretations of the civil war, the reasons for the civil war, and all of that.
What is the feeling in Lebanon about, I mean, the interpretation here is that the reason that this has percolated up now in the last couple of weeks is that these countries, Russia included, and Iran have hammered out the Iran nuclear deal, freeing their time for this. What is the feeling in Lebanon, for instance, about that nuclear deal and about how it might, you know, how things are shifting in the region?
Well, when we talk about feeling in Lebanon, we have always to, you know, offer this disclaimer that it's really split. So you have all sorts of different attitudes and feelings to every single event that takes place. Regarding Iran, there is perhaps a general feeling in terms of analysis that there is a historic transformation now. The Iranians, possibly no longer isolated, no longer seen as outside the international system, able even to launch their own diplomatic initiatives, which might be accepted within the region and even internationally. That is a huge shift. In Lebanon, the Iranians have very, very strong allies. Hezbollah and Hezbollah's allies in other communities, including Christian communities, of course, would see the Iranian, the nuclear deal as very positive because it enhances the status of one of their regional backers. Others would see it as a catastrophe precisely for the same reason, because it enhances potentially the status of Iran.
Well, and you're saying, too, that we might be seeing Iran broker some sort of a deal for its friend Bashar Assad in Syria.
Yes, of course, they will try to preserve their interests in Syria, and their interests at the moment lie somehow with the regime. But of course, you know, even the Iranians and the Americans combined will not be able to impose any kind of solution in Syria. The regime, whether or not it will stay, how long it will last, these things depend not only on diplomatic efforts, whether in Beirut, Damascus, or Moscow, but also on developments on the ground. We've seen President Bashar al-Assad admitting that he's got some manpower problems, that he's got some problems holding on to territory in Syria. So whether the regime stays or not is something that depends not just on diplomacy, but mostly on the military situation on the ground.
The BBC's Rami Rahayem in Beirut. Rami, thank you.
Thank you very much.